يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are once again welcome to this tafsir session from this masjid in Akikizid in Kano. Today is the 7th day of the month of Ramadan, 1443, and in brackets the 8th day in the month of April 2022. Do we have some questions? Do we? Yeah.
Hello.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay.
Same to you.
How did I detach myself from Tarbiya?
That is incorrect. How do I detach myself from Riya? Well, Riya is to do something for want of being seen. For want of being seen or observed by people's eye. You do something which is good, expected to be an act of it, but you want people to just perceive you. That is Riya. It is haram to do something just because you want people to see and perceive you. It is one of the weapons that Satan uses in bringing down human beings in the eyes of Allah. So how do we detach ourselves from Riya? Number one, you should know it is haram. Try to know that Riya is forbidden, and it causes you rejection and ostracization in the eyes of Allah. That is step number one. Number two, you purify your mind and heart. For example, if you want to give sadaqah, do it discreetly. You don't want people to see you. In hadith, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. And somebody giving sadaqah to the point that his left hand doesn't know what the right hand gives. Another step to detach yourself from Riya is to remember the punishment. If you've been doing Riya, there is going to be a big punishment for somebody doing this. Because Riya is a shirkul asghar. It's a minor polytheism. If you do polytheism, you know what it's going to be. The polytheists go to the hellfire, a'udhu billah. So with this, you will be able to detach yourself from Riya. And finally, if you do something for people to appreciate you, one day they will surely reject you. So why do you waste your time for people just to love you temporarily, only for them to reject you and disown you permanently? And you keep on asking Allah to strengthen your belief against Riya and of course As-Sum'ah. Next question.
Wa alaikum
salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please show me what is the place for me in the holy month of Ramadan.
We have been talking about this. We've talked about what you should do. In fact, my khutbah today is on this. The khutbah, if you pray in Sahaba Mosque, I did it. It's a beautiful golden opportunity in the month of Ramadan. For you, for I, for all of us, to have the better shot in Ramadan, number one, read Quran constantly. You make sure before Ramadan runs out, at least you have read Quran around the day about three times, at least three times. At least. If you can read weekly, well, today is the first week. You are expected to have finished today. Tomorrow, Saturday, take the second round from Al-Fatiha, gradually but surely, to the last chapter. This is an opportunity that Allah gives you. Secondly, the best way in the month of Ramadan, control your gazes. Don't send your eyes to things forbidden, because your eyes too are fasting. Control your utterance. Don't tell a lie. Don't peddle rumor. Do not character assassinate. Do not be an idle talker. Controlling your utterances too can guarantee you smooth passage through Ramadanic challenge, okay? Similarly, if you want good in the month of Ramadan, give sadaqah. Believe you me, water in a cup, give it to somebody. Give water, bottle water. Do not belittle what you give, because the little you deny, okay, the denial is smaller than the little. You get this hikmah? They say, do not be ashamed of giving the little, because not giving is smaller than the little. So give it now. لا تستحيوا من إعطاء القليل فإن الحرمان أقل من القليل. They say. Similarly, one of the things best in the month of Ramadan, attend tafsir session. Pay visit to the hospitals and health centers, and obey your parents. And you should be in salat on the Prophet constantly. You should be asalun istighfar and be mentioning Allah's name, Haylala, before Ramadan comes to an end. May Allah guide us aright. Next question.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Same to all of us.
It reminds me the same reason according to Ibn Hajar that denies the supplication to be accepted.
When I was talking about, where were you, my brother? Where were you? Expectedly, when an analytical things have been given, get your pen, get your jotter, write everything written, because what is documented is assimilated, they say. Yeah, what is documented is likely to be assimilated. If you don't write, it escapes you. مَا كُتِبَ قَرَّ وَيْتَفَرَّ. So one of the mistakes we make, we as students of knowledge, when scholars are talking, the scholars and students like me, people do not write. If you write knowledge, you have the bright chances of having that knowledge, wallahi, documented and retained. If you want knowledge retained, tie it down. How do you tie it? Write it. Reduce knowledge to documentation. So I'm only trying to remind you on the importance, the beauty of documentation and codification, if you like it. Otherwise, it goes away sooner than later. Nevertheless, I will tell you. Ibn Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, I told you one day, he was walking in the city of Basra, in Iraq, for almost 1,000 years back. Imagine, some people said, this is the Imam Ibn Adham, let's go to him to ask him. They went to him, they said, Ya Imamana, ندعو الله رب العالمين ولكنه لا يستجيب لنا. Dear Sheikh, we've been asking Allah, pray, but Allah seems not to grant our request. He doesn't answer our prayer. He said, what? Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And you are saying, he doesn't answer. Okay, if you know Allah doesn't answer, yeah, because of 10 things. You have 10 diseases in your mind and heart. These 10 diseases are the stumbling block, are the preventing doors for your prayers to be answered by Allah. And I told you, when those 10 blocking chances are mentioned analytically, you see them prevailing in our life. They are very much around us today. Number one, he says, إِنَّكُمْ تَدَّعُونَ أَنَّكُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُعَدُّونَ حَقَّهُ. You claim to love Allah, but you refuse to give Allah's right on you. Allah has right on you. Don't commit shirk. Don't commit bid'ah. Don't commit zina, for example. Alright? You claim to know Allah, but you don't give him his right. That is your disease number one. Oh ye people of Basra. Now, if he said this on the Basra'it, tell me, is it happening today? That is number one. Number two, he said, تَدْعُونَ مَحَبَّةَ النَّبِي وَلَا تُطَبِّقُونَ سُنَّتَهُ. You claim to love the Prophet, but you do not practicalize his sunnah. His sunnah are there, you don't practice them. You remove your beard, for example. You draw your clothes in the mud. Okay? You do things not fanatic. So this is your disease number two. You claim to love the Prophet, but you are introducing bid'ah to the deen. You are lying. That is your disease number two. Number three. تَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ لَا تَعْمَلُونَ فِيهِ. You read the book of Allah, but it's not your constitution. Oh, that is our case today. He was talking to people in Basra. For more than 800 years, imagine, the reality is very much around us today in contemporary Nigerian setup. That is number one. Are you with me? Are you with me? Tell me number one. Tell me, if you want me to continue, tell me number one. Because I want us to memorize and to be assimilated, not just talking, I'm going to the air. You claim to love Allah, but you don't, and it's right. Beautiful. Number two. His sunnah, you don't practice the sunnah. Number three. But it seems only one is talking. Only one man is talking. This is a tactical way on your own part. I want to hear from you. Number three, did the Quran, you memorize it, you write it, but you don't make it your constitution. Today you go for musabaqa in the hall of musabaqa. As an example, the attendant, is there any kafir there?
No.
Expectedly, in the hall of musabaqa, هل هناك كافر فيما نظن? Maybe one of the mutasabiqun, one of the contestants, read ayah number 38 in chapter number 5. Which ayah? والسارق والسارقة فقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم. One that steals, and the one still cut off their wrist. Now, if one of the contestants reached this fire in the congregation, no kafir there, the judges, the mutasabiqun, the hadirun, the congress, they knew Allah said the hand should be cut off. Now, if somebody in the hall still answer me, are we going to cut off his hand? You're saying no. And I believe no. Why no? One more. Allah said it. فَقْتَوْ الْزَهَيْ وَإِرِيلْ كَبَرَمْ بَنَنِي إِذَنْ سَنْدَا Allah didn't talk about them, Sanda. If Imran was touching those kids, come to Nigeria, you'll see. So the recitation becomes cosmetic. I call it cosmetical recitation. Qira'a Ramziya. Symbolical recitation, not practical recitation. So that is your disease number three. Now maybe you will tell me, even you, Shaykh, cannot cut. I say, yeah. Even I myself talking, cannot do it. Because to cut off the hand belongs to those in power. I don't have the power. Exactly, but mine is to talk. Mine to analyze. Mine is to explain. Is that correct? But who is there to implement? Those are Allah says in Quran 22:40. الذين إمكناهم في الأرض أقام الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر والنهي عاقبة الأمور. Those if we give them power, they command for good things to be done, but to be stopped. Part of it, cut the hand. So he told people there, you don't practice the Quran. There is your disease number three. Are you with me? And to my eye. Number four. He said, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ أَدُوٌ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تُوَافِقُونَهُ. Imagine, you know pretty well Satan, that is the devil, the evil one, is your number one enemy, if you are about adversary, but you follow him. It is correct. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير. فاطر 35:6. Satan is the enemy. Take him an enemy. But you follow him. This is the enemy. He says, ألم أعد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون. سورة ياسين 36:36. I mean sorry 8:1. There are many instances. Okay, so now you know Satan's enemy, you obey him. You are disease number one. Number one. Number five, he says, وَتُوْكِنُونَ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَا تَسْتَعِدُّونَ لَهُ. الله أكبر. وَتُوْكِنُونَ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ حَقٌّ وَلَا تَسْتَعِدُّونَ لَهُ. You know the death, the date is a reality, but you are ill prepared for it. You're not ready for that. Somebody at the age of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, but he has the ambitions for 40 years to come. الموت ياتي ولكنكم لا تستعدون له. That is disease number one. Disease number six, he says, I am repeating. I know you asked me only number 10, but I'm taking it again for you to know. Don't ask me again. I said it, I have repeated. Be serious. Number what? Number what? Six or seven? Six. He says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَأْكُلُونَ رِزْقَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُؤَدُّونَ شُكْرَهُ. You use Allah's blessing, but you don't thank Him. Even this water is Allah's blessing. You drink it, it quenches your thirst. What do you do? This system you buy is Allah's blessing. Why do you use it in disobeying Allah? Your house is Allah's blessing. Why do you saturate your house with things repugnant in the eyes of Allah? That is, you use Allah's blessings in disobeying Him. And لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِنَا وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Disease number what? Disease number seven. He says, وَأَنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ لَهَا. You claim to love the Jannah, but you don't work for the Jannah. That's trouble number seven. Is it number eight? Seven? Yeah, number seven. Number eight. وَأَنْتُمْ تَدَّعُونَ خَوْفَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَا تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهَا. You claim that you fear the hellfire, but you don't run away from the hellfire. It is as if you want to enter it through your attitude and your actions. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار. Ali Imran 192. There is disease number what? Number what? Number nine. وتشتغلون بعيوب الناس عن عيوب أنفسكم. You are busy looking at other people's loopholes, their shortcomings, their mistakes, forgetting your own mistakes and loopholes, deliberately, advertently, not inadvertently. That means that you are deaf and blind to your own shortcomings. Al-Imam Al-Qahtani says in Nuniya, لا تشغلن بعيب نفسك لا بعيب غيرك غافلا عن عيب نفسك انه عيبان. لا تشغلن بعيب غيرك غافلا عن عيب نفسك نعم انه عيبان. Don't be busy about other people's shortcomings, forgetting your own. You are combining two mistakes. You are busy with other people's mistake, forgetting your own, another mistake. And wallahi, we do this today. That is number. This is number. Finally, listen, this is your question. Listen to your question. I'm going to repeat it. لأنما تكرر تكرر. He says number 10. وتدفنون موتاكم كل يوم ولا تعتبرون ولا تتعظون. You bury your dead people. Every morning you bury the corpses. What is corpse? Dead body. You go to HCH. You can see, but today in the mortuary. Yeah. Some bodies are yet to be cleared. Okay? By his own relatives. Now, every morning, every day you bury the people, but you Allah is concerned. That is your question, my brother. So these are the 10 things mentioned by Ibrahim ibn Adham, okay, al-Balakhi. He was a kind of a kingly person. He was kingly and scholarly at the same time. May Allah get us all right. Let's take the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين.
That was read yesterday.
ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب نافلة
Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on telling us about Prophet Abraham or Prophet Ibrahim. Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ. What is al-wahab? That is bestowal. Bestowal, B-E-S-T-O-W-A-L. Bestowal. That is mawhiba, baywa. So we bestow on Prophet Abraham, or if you like it, we granted him. Same thing. But I prefer we bestowed on him Isaac, Ishaq, wa Yaqub and Jacob. Okay? Nafila as a gift. Because Nafila is something additional. Wa kullan ja'alna salihin. We made each righteous. Isaac, Ishaq was min salihin, righteous. Prophet Yaqub was righteous. Who is Yaqub? Israel. One of the names of Prophet Yaqub is what? Israel. كُلُّ طَعَامِ كَانَ حِلًّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَ إِسْرَائِيلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تُنْصَرَ. قُلْ فَاتُوا بِصُرَةِ فَاتُوا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. His actual name is Yaqub, but they Latinize it. Latinization. Every year in Arabic is made J. Yaqub, they say Jacob. Why in Arabic? Latinize J, Jacob. Yusuf, Ya'un, they say Joseph. They call it the J sickness. According to Ahmed, the J sickness. Yaqub, Jacob. Yusuf, yeah, Joseph. Al-Yasur, Jesus. Yahya, yeah, John. Yusha'u, Joshua. Listen, I don't say it. Use right hand, not left hand drinking. Use right hand, not the regular left hand. That is not sonatic. We maintain the teaching. Barakallahu fikum. So Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. We bestowed on Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub as an additional gift. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ. And each we made righteous. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. You read it? Read it.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ.
وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا وأوحينا إليهم في الخير وإقام الصلاة ويتذكر وكانوا لنا عابدين. وجعلناهم we made them. This them in English, what do you call it? Them. Who can tell me? Let me test your English. What do you call them? We made them. Naam? That person accepted. Third person plural. But I want from different angle. From different angle. If you go back to eighth part of speech, adjective, what do you call this one? Accepted. Is third person plural. Them, not I. Third person plural. But it is called them what? Demonstrative adjective. Okay, it's a pronoun. It's a pronoun, but indicates a name. So it's just like demonstrated, like this or this. Okay, now we made them leaders yahduna bi amrina, guided by our command. We met them. Who are those then? Jacob, Isaac, sons of Abraham. Then between Yaqub and Ishaq, who was the son of Ibrahim and who was the grandson? Jacob was the grandson. But Yaqub, but Ishaq was a son, because Isaac gave birth to Jacob. That is, Ishaq كان والدا لمن؟ ليعقوب. ويعقوب كان والدا ليوسف والأصباط. ولا لا؟ So they are ذرية بعضها من بعض. We made them leaders, guided by our commands, and we inspired them to do good work. That is, وأوحينا إليهم فعل الخيرات. وإقام الصلاة and observing the prayer. وإيتاء الزكاة and giving the charity. وكانوا لنا عابدين and they were to us devoted. This tells you giving zakat was not something new to us. It's not outlandish. It used to be with the communities previously, because the Quran says it. We commanded them to pray. That's why today, even in the Bible, you come across verses biblically talking about prayers in the Bible. Okay? So Allah said this, وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَبْدِينَ, they were to us devoted. Next ayah.
وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثَ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَاسِقِينَ.
That is why this surah is called Surah Al-Anbiya, because it mentions the names of prophets in sequential chronology. Okay. Now it tells us about Prophet Lut. Lut, L-U-T, Lut. Some say L-O-T, Lot in English. But I want to tell you, it is wrong to call the perversive action of the sodomites as Lut. It's a mistake. Some people, a man marrying a man, committing liwat. Liwat is not Lut. Lut is the name of the Prophet. Be careful. Their bad action is called al-liwat, sodomy or sodomization. Get it correct. People are making it that they are committing Lut. No. Lut is the name of the Prophet of Allah. But the bad act is called al-liwat, sodomy. It's not even homosexuality, because homo means going into one classification. Okay? It is called what? Sodomy. From the name of the city Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Amorah. Prophet Lut is in the Quran is mentioned in more than 20 places. At times jointly with Prophet who? Abraham. وَلُوطًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا. Why did he say وَلُوطًا؟ يَا طُلَّابَ النَّحْوِ لِمَاذَا قَالَ وَلُوطًا؟ نَكَّرَ لُوط بِالتَّنْ النَّسْبَة. لماذا؟ لأنه مفعول به مقدم، أليس كذلك؟ أي آتينا لوطًا، فكن مفعول قدمه. هذا يسمونه اختصار. ولوطا آتيناه. Who? The name of Lut. And Lut, we gave him judgment. Okay? وعلما and knowledge. ونجيناه من القرية التي كانت تعمل الخبائث. إنهم كانوا قوم سوء فأغرقناهم. كانوا قوم سوء فاسقين. That we delivered him. We fed Prophet Lut from the dwelling, the geography, because Al-Qariya means a place where people dwell and live. So from the dwelling, from that geography, from that city, if you like it, okay, that is the community. إِنَّهُ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَاسِقِينَ. Oh, certainly they were wicked and perverted people. What did they do? Man, meeting a man. أعوذ بالله. Today, in the world of civilization, civilization, they care about gay. In some countries, trying to legalize the so-called same-sex marriage. Now in some countries they're trying to avoid sexes, meaning forget about saying man and woman. It's a revolution against Allah by the satanic mission, by the Freemasons. Now they're going beyond the so-called LGBT. Here beyond it, LGBT. La ilaha illallah. Lesbians, gay, bisexual, transsexual, LGBT, plus, in the name of civilization, and they will not believe in anybody not recognizing this. Tell them, we are Muslims. We have the Quran as our constitution. We will never leave it an inch until we meet Allah, our Creator. If you look at this as extremism, yeah, because you are also extreme in obeying Satan, that's it. That's all. You have extremism in you. You want to please the devil. That extremism in you makes Muslims to maintain to be on their guard. You call them extreme. We don't care about your names and classification. We care about pleasing our maker, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer. We don't care about classification. So extremism is with those who want to hoist the flag of Satan. They are adamant. They are extreme. But you who want to maintain the rules of your creator, are you extreme? You are not. He is the terrorist. He is terrorizing you to leave Allah, to follow him. That is actual terrorism with him. Whom did you kill? The Muslims are the ones having their blood spilled today in the world, across. So don't be intimidated by any monastery talking or any country. Maintain your teaching of Islam, be peace-loving. Be ready to discuss, but remain defined by your civilizational characterizing features. Don't be intimidated. Don't be pseudo-Muslim. They want to talk and they give up. Allah says, وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيْدُونَ. They want you to be strong. Okay? So they will attack you. The best form of war is the offensive one. Don't mistake it, but be knowledgeably armed. Present Islam logically, okay, with articulated views. Not through dogmatism or fighting or killing. Islam does not support killing. It is backward. It is retrogressive. But don't allow yourself to be intimidated by any Tom, Dick or Harry. Is that clear? Okay. The next ayah says what? وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We admitted him. Who is that him? وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ. Who is that who? الضمير يعود إلى لوط. Because he was then immediately mentioned previously. So we admitted Lut into our mercy. Allahu Akbar. إِنَّهُ certainly he was one of the righteous. Next ayah.
وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَىٰ مِن قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الكرب العظيم.
ونوحا، الله أكبر، ونوحا. How many times has been Prophet Nuh mentioned in the Quran? For how many times is Nuh called in Quran? Who can tell me? Just guess. How many times? I beg your pardon? Naam? 53? Excellent. 43 times. Allah calls Nuh in 43 times. Don't put the Quran there. Don't. Take it. Oh. Is there any chapter of Surah Nuh? Is there? Is there any chapter of Surah Nuh? Is there any chapter named after Nuh? Yes, salam. Chapter number what? Who can tell me chapter number what named after Prophet Nuh? Surah Nuh. Okay, look at the Quran. I'll give you time before I count five. One, two, three. Four. I want to carry you all along. 70. Now you have looked at it, so maintain it. Chapter 71 is chapter Nuh. 72, Surah Al-Jin. Okay? Prophet Nuh is mentioned 43 times. He preached for how many years? 900. Do you have any ayah? In Surah number 29? Give me the ayah. Give the ayah. Where Allah says Noah spent 950 years preaching. Which ayah is that? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Surah 29. We sent Noah, he tarried, he remained for 1,000 minus 50 years. Preaching. Wonderful. I said, no. Okay? So Allah says, وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Remember when he called before. Why did Allah say before? Because he came before all these prophets. He came before Abraham. He came before Yaqub. He came before Ishaq. So Allah says, مِنْ قَبْلُ. Nuh called us before. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we answered him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. We saved him and his family from a great disaster. Next ayah.
وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا.
نعم.
إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ
وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That is chapter number 21, verse 77. Is that clear? وَنَصَرْنَاهُ, we supported him. Who was supported? Nuh. From whom? مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. We gave him assistance, succor, and support from the people that denied our ayat, our signs, our teachings. Okay? إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ. Oh, they were an evil people. Evil. قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ. فَأَغَرَقَنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. So, we drowned them all. You know being drawn? Drawn is to be swallowed by water. If a river swallows somebody down, he is drawn. This is what happened to the Pharaoh. If you go to Cairo today, if you go to the main city, you will see an area where Pharaoh was drawn. They show me one day in Cairo, because the Sidna has outgrown those times. In those times, the place was outside the city. But today, it's expanding, it's within. They say, Shaykhana, أهلك الله فرعون. Water is very powerful. Water. They are saying, out of Allah's created things, strong, the strongest. But they say, no. But the iron is stronger than the stone. Because the iron breaks stone into pieces. Now they say, well, but fire is stronger than the iron. You go to the blacksmith, you see what is happening. Now they are saying, water is stronger than the fire. Because water quenches the fire. Imagine. To tell you, this is Allah's design. Okay? So we drown them in the water. Allah said, the people of Prophet Noah, we drown them completely. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ صَوْءٍ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ what? أَجْمَئِينَ We drown them all. Next ayah.
وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين.
That is why it is called سورة الأنبياء, chapter of the prophet. Allah says, وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين. وداود, okay, remember Dawood. Prophet Dawood is mentioned in Quran in 16 places, 16 times. His son Solomon Suleiman 17 times. Ahead, which one? So Prophet Dawood, they call him David. وسليمان, they call him Solomon. إذ يحكمان في الحرب, when they were given a judgment in the case of a farmland. في الحرب. Something happened. إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم, when some people's sheep wandered. The sheep made trespass. You know trespassing? They wandered into the place belonging to different people. وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ. Allah said, we were witnesses to their judgment. They were given the judgment, we were there. Prophet Dawood delivered his judgment. But Suleiman said, no, Daddy, Ya Abi, الْحُكْمُ لَيْسَ كَمَا قُلْتُ. If it were me, I wouldn't give judgment the way you gave. He listened to his son. And that time, they say Solomon was only 14-year-old child. Imagine, if it tells you, your small son can be wiser than you are. What's wrong? It is Allah's fadl. Yutihi man yasha. So Allah can give knowledge to the grandson, living the grandfather. And for what? That's the trouble. Knowledge is not about age. It's not about geography. It's not about color. It's not about, no. Knowledge belongs to whom Allah gives. Oh Allah, give us beneficial knowledge, Ya Rabbal Alameen. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Suleiman. Did you read it? Read it.
فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Suleiman.
وَكُلًّا
آتَيْنَا مُحْكَمًا وَعِلْمًا.
Take it again.
وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا مُحْكَمًا وَعِلْمًا. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالَ يُسَبِّحْنَ وَالطَّيْرَ وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ.
فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَان. We made Suleiman to understand the actual judgment. فَفَهَّمْنَا سُلَيْمَان الْحُكُمْ. Dawood gave judgment. What happened? It was said, Some people who were rearing animals and cattle, they allow their cattle to wander, to trespass, to enter into the secluded area of the farm of somebody, so trouble erupted. This tells you this has been the case between farmers and what? Farmers and herders. Trouble given to this. It happened some donkey years back. Now, when these people who were herding allow their animals into the farmland, they consume the fruit. I mean, the plant there. By consuming the plant and the vegetative fruit is there, okay. So a trouble erupted. They went to Prophet Dawood. Dawood took away the sheep and gave it to the owner of the land. Solomon said, "Well, to me, this does not sound palatable." He said, "I think I have a different option." He said, "Come on, my son, what is your own view?" So Allah says, "We made Suleiman to understand it." Okay? He said, "No, the one that has his own farm consumed, let him take the animal to use the milk for the year. Let this guy go until the land, until the plants germinate, and then there is swapping." Get it? So Allah says, "Fafahamnaha Suleiman." Another story says, some two women had a trouble. They went to a river area to take a bath. The two ladies, one had a son. She was breastfeeding. She led the son by the side of the river, went to take birth. One of the ladies without a child sneaked secretly and discreetly, she came and took away the son. The actual mother, "Well, where are you going with my son?" She was screaming, but the lady ran away. So kidnappers have been forgotten a long time. It's not new. Yeah. So you know what happened? The issue was mentioned before Prophet Suleiman. The first one, the one that kidnapped, said, "Is my son." The actual mother said, "No, she's lying. He's my son." Suleiman didn't know who was the actual mother. So he said, "Okay, what are you going to do? Bring me knife, let's slaughter the babe into two parts. Take one half. The kidnapper said, "Yeah, it's correct." The other one said, no, don't slaughter him. Let her take it. If he is mine, he will come back to me one day. Tactfully, Suleiman said, "You are a liar. If he had been your actual son, you wouldn't have allowed him to be slaughtered." This is commonsensical. So, فَفَحَمْنَهَا Suleiman, we allow Solomon or Suleiman to know the judgment, but وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا. Both of them, we gave them ilman, knowledge, okay? And all of them, we gave each one of them hukman, judgment, wa ilman, and knowledge. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُدَ الْجِبَالِ يُسْفِينَ وَطَيْرِ وَكُنَّا فَائِلِينَ. And we subjected the mountains and rocks along with slaves with Dawood singing our praises. You know what happened? When Prophet Dawood was reading the Zabur, all the mountains, all the rocks, there will be echo. If he says Subhanallah, you will hear rocks saying same thing. This is wonderful. Like you here around Kundila area, or here our local government Charoni here, you say Allahu Akbar, and go and do say, says Allahu Akbar, you will be quite a different person. It happened to Prophet Dawood. When he mentioned Al-Islam, all the rocks would say it. Allahu Akbar. That is the meaning. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُدَ الْجِبَالِ وَالطَّيْرَ. We made the rocks along with David, يُسَبِّحْنَا, singing our praises, وَالطَّيْرَ, and the birds. Okay? وَكُنَّا فَائِلِينَ. And surely we did that. He tells you it is Allah doing it, not Prophet Dawood. He did it through Allah's power, Allah's permission. So Allah says, وَكُنَّا فَائِلِينَ. We did, not Dawood. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.